Lac La Biche. Many artists dream of having a slice of heaven away from the burdens of modern life, a place to paint and relax. Sandy Makokas gets to live it every day. The local artist works out of a small studio on her farm east of the Square Lake subdivision. It's a nice, quiet spot surrounded by nature. It is from the natural surroundings of rolling fields and boreal forest that Makokas has drawn much of her inspiration. I often take reference photos so I can paint in my studio. Sometimes I paint the ever-changing view from my window, she explained. Makokas is an active part of the Lac La Biche Art Club and will once again be helping to showcase the group at the upcoming Festival of Trees weekend at the Bold Center at the end of November. An artist of many mediums, on a typical day, when she isn't busy tending to her household and farm, Makokas, a retired bus driver, spends anywhere from 3 to 5 hours in her studio. A diversified artist, she has worked in pastel, charcoal, pencil, acrylic and, most recently, oils. I've discovered that I like doing unique faces in oils, she continued. While she prefers canvas, Makokas has painted on several mediums, including rustic, wooden boards for some of her outdoor works. Prior to moving to Lac La Biche in 2010, Makokas received recognition for some of her works at art shows in Ontario and Calgary. She has also sold prints of pencil drawings to clients in England, Europe, and Japan. She has served as president of the Lac La Biche Art Club for 11 years, helping to organize events and showcase the talent pool within the community. At the same time, Makokas has continued to make a name for herself while making art from her little slice of heaven. This year I showed at the ACACA, Alberta Community Art Clubs Association, North Zone Show and the Alberta Wide Show, she Makokas, who currently serves as vice president for the art club and secretary for the ACACA. In addition to painting, Makokas has many other hobbies and interests which occupy her time. I have to decide that I'm going to paint since I have a lot of interests, she said. Most of those interests include doing something creative, from building a lean-to on the garage to building bat houses with barn quilt paintings on the front. Mellowing out. Perhaps because of the bustle of activity around her, Makokas finds relaxation in her time painting. And sometimes, the artist admits, she doubles down on the relaxing atmosphere, playing the cerebral, mellow sounds of Enya or Enigma in the studio as she paints. The combination often sweeps her away, so much that she must set alarms on her phone to remind her about chores, schedules and tasks outside the studio. She's hoping to see new faces at this year's multi-day art exhibit at the Bold Center for the November 24-26 Festival of Trees. Displays at the show this year will include pieces from Lac La Biche Art Club members as well as local students and community members. Membership into the local art club will also be available.